Good evening, Audiobo. It's Sunday, the 14th of June 2015. It's just coming up to 8 o'clock in the evening. Darren, Zara and myself are at the Village Maid, which is a really nice country pub in a place called Lound. For people who follow us, you will have remember that we used to come here quite a bit, but we haven't been here for quite some time, and now we're here.
And
it's got really, really cold outside.
And I've already ordered my bottle of leafy mulch.
Yeah, Darren's already ordered his leafy mulch. I can't say it.
Leafy mulch.
And almost he was tricked.
Yeah.
Because Katie said, Piers Porter?
No.
But they don't have Piers Porter
anymore.
So, I thought I'd do a boo because Darren's phone is dead, and he's very kindly let me use his cruiser to charge my phone because my cruiser's dead and it's on charge.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought at least one of us could capture
some of it.
I don't usually record them reading the menu, but I'll do it this time. As Darren likes to hear it, well, or whoever else likes to hear it as well. As you can hear, it's pretty quiet here, which is not unusual for a Sunday. I'm still really cold. Considering I was absolutely baking hot yesterday, and now I'm cold. And I'm going to have a J2O. Down there, if there's roast dinner, I can smell cabbage.
That's awful. That's exactly
my screen curtain isn't on, is it?
I can't see in this light. I have to bring it very close to my eyes.
I can't bring it any closer because
I can't see it from here. It's too dark. It's too bright in here.
Oh, I can't.
Where is it? I can't see your hand. Right, let me see how close I can get. Yeah, it looks like it's on.
Okay. For the benefit of audio, but I have my phone in my bag. I've got Darren's cruiser in my bag. And
one of them anyway.
And it's plugged in. Let's see if it's actually
pause record. 57 minute pause recording.
Oh well, after all that talking, it's only coming up to 3 minutes, so I'll just carry on. Which is very unusual. I talk a lot. I've still got my coat on because I'm cold. Well, it's just a little jacket, actually.
Oh, lovely.
Darren really did think you had Piers Porter back.
Right.
But you have not. Thank you.
There we go. Would you like to hear the specials?
Yes, please.
Starters, we've got farmhouse pate and mushroom soup. And then for mains, we've got batter plates with chips and peas, beef tikka masala with rice, chicken burger served on a toasted chia batter with garlic mayo, lettuce, chips and salad, village made burger topped with prawns with Mary Rose sauce, chips and salad, paprika, garlic and chilli chicken kebabs served with rice, fillet steak served with an onion rosti, mushroom sauce and veg. Sea bass served with garlic butter, topped with prawns, new potatoes and salad. Well, we have got Carvery.
Have you?
Yep.
Is it still on? Is it still on?
Yep. Yeah, we're open all day now on a Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Can I have mushroom soup to start?
Yep.
And could I have the Carvery, please?
Yeah, would you like beef, pork, gammon, or turkey?
I'll have beef, please.
Who's on tonight then?
Daniel and Scott.
All right.
What are you gonna have?
White bacon, no salad.
Good idea. I didn't know you did a Carvery now.
Yeah, we've been doing it since Boston.
Oh.
We haven't been here. Wow, I can't believe it. We haven't been here since then.
No.
We haven't been here since.
No, yeah, are you serious?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, my life.
Eddie.
Which is unusual, isn't it? For us. You're going to have Carvery.
Mm.
Hello.
What's the veg on a Carvery today?
Peas, carrots, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower cheese.
Oh, really?
New potatoes. And we've got roasties, stuffed noodles, Yorkshire pudding.
Gosh.
Can I have roast beef, please? Yeah. No peas.
No peas, yeah.
And plenty of it all.
Would you like to go a large on the Carvery for an extra £1.50?
Yeah.
Not for me, please.
I will.
I won't be able to eat the large one, I don't think. Because I'm sure the normal one's a decent size anyway.
Growing rapidly.
I bet.
Yes, he's now started to stand up, so we're
Oops.
Almost a year now, isn't it?
He'll be a year old on the 24th.
Of this month?
Yep.
Gosh.
It's gone quick, isn't it?
Yes.
How's Melissa?
She's actually leaving on the 21st.
Is
her last day.
What is that?
Okay, for the benefit of audio, Boo, the reason the lady that they were talking about is it's all good. She's got herself a different job, so congratulations to her. And that's why I thought I'd better stop it quick in case there was some sort of delve secret or something. I can't believe Darren and I have not been here since New Year.
Wow.
Because we came here with Kaz.
Yeah.
For New Year. Gosh. And as you've heard, we're both having the Carvery.
Mm.
Looking forward to that. Like roast dinner. Anyway, gonna pause for now. I'll speak soon.
52 minutes. Pause recording.
Okay, so we had our starters. I had mushroom soup. Came with a lovely buttered roll, which was very nice indeed. Well, it was a baguette. Thing, and Darren had his white bait with no salad, plenty of white bait, I think.
Yes, a reasonable amount.
And you enjoyed that, didn't you?
I did.
And Darren's trying to get his phone, well, his Audioboo account to see that he now has a plus account, but it won't because reception here is, well, non-existent to say the least, because we're in the middle of the country. Well, it feels like the middle of the country. I suppose we are. Countryside.
Countryside,
yeah. Looking forward to my Carvery. Roast beef. Darren's having roast beef, but he's having typical. Darren is having a large roast beef. Now, I guess you're not surprised about that one bit. Are they?
Well, if they are, then they're a bit stupid.
Darren? And Zara is enjoying some fresh air. Speak soon.
51 minute pause recording.
Button. Oh, I am absolutely stuffed. I just finished my roast. Roast potatoes, Yorkshire pudding, little sausages.
Stuffing balls,
roast beef, and veg, which was cabbage, carrots, I didn't have that, I don't think.
Oh, I did.
Cabbage, carrots, and peas for me. And Darren had the same but bigger, I think, the peas.
Basically.
Oh, God. And Yorkshire. Did I say that? I think I did.
And I'm thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm absolutely stuffed. Darren's going to have a Belgian tort.
Belgian chocolate tort.
Which is on their specials board. Oh, okay. TV. On specials board. And I'm just going to have a cup of tea. Because I'm far too full up for anything else. Oh dear. Reception's still not happening.
Yes, I guess you'll be the one swimming for a captain.
If I can get a call out.
Mm.
There's not much atmosphere to record, really, because there's nobody here.
I think there really was, yeah.
No. Oh, God, I'm stuffed. I really enjoyed that, but I'm stuffed.
But in the dead hours of the night, there's no one around.
Yep. Ooh. And the stuffing balls were different. They were really nice. They were, like, made from sausage meat, I think.
Was it like a flowery pastry around them or something?
I don't know. I'm just drinking my second J2O. Darren has already drunk his large bottle of Vermelba Mosh. I can't even say it, but anyway. I think that's how you say it.
Ilframilch.
What is it?
Ilframilch.
Oh, I don't know. Some wine, anyway. And also got an extra large glass of wine. So at this rate, he'll be a little bit tipsy. Well, you'd think so. But I don't know how he managed not to be after the amount he drank at the school reunion.
Oh,
oh dear. Anyway, I'm just going to pause this. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, mate.
Here's Darren smashing his tort.
And this chocolate tort is teaching me what to give you one thing.
What's that? How to eat it?
This chocolate's nice.
What does it taste of? Chocolate. What's in it?
It's like a Belgian with chocolate type thing.
Mm.
And it's got like a...
Is it biscuit?
Yeah, I think it's got a biscuit base, but I managed to eat a bit of that, yeah.
So is it gooey chocolate, or is it like chocolate cake?
I think it's a bit of both.
Oh, that really doesn't help, but hey-ho.
Well, we're not going to try and find a bit of base to eat, and then we'll tell you.
Yeah, but is there base?
I think so.
So is it like a cheesecake?
No. No.
And he's got ice cream and cream, because Katie remembered that he likes cream.
And ice cream together.
Yeah, well... So the chocolate tort, is it like a cake?
It's more of a set mousse on top of a biscuit base.
Oh, okay, so it has got a mousse, biscuit base.
Oh, okay.
God
damn.
And
then there's a berry coulis in there as well.
Oh, okay.
On the side, which has probably gone into the cream and the ice cream, but there was one in there. Right, you tease.
God, I don't know how you can eat that after all that dinner. Thank you.
Your hand is just the other side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then you've got your sugars and your teaspoon on the sides as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Enjoy.
Thank you. What a little biscuit.
John Martin biscuit.
Yep. I'm still recording, so...
Okay.
I wouldn't usually record people eating, but...
Okay.
Hopefully the microphone won't pick it up too much.
Well, it's not like I'm sitting there going... With a muck that can't stand it, it's disgusting.
Well, Darren was being a bit of a Labrador earlier. Because he was going, as he was eating.
Like being a bit of a Humphrey.
I would say that on audio, boo.
Oops.
Oh dear. Oops. Well, it shows he appreciates his food. Yeah, so he taught you to do that, did he?
Oh, yes, I just found the biscuit base.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? Is it crunchy biscuit?
Yes. It's really nice.
Mmm. Anyway, I think I'm going to pause now, because...
As I said, this torch is teaching me, this torch is very nice.
Oh, right. Someone has just walked into the pub. To the public house. I wonder why it's called a public house.
That's what it's always been called.
But why? And it was interesting because someone said on Twitter the other day that they were going to a real... what did they say? They're going to a real... conventional pub, not a plastic one. I wondered what that meant.
Oh. Well, a lot of people consider a traditional pub to not do food.
Oh. So this is not a this is a plastic
pub.
This is
more of an eatery.
So this is a plastic pub.
Well.
I had to laugh when I read that on Twitter.
But you know what, you say that. Mm-hmm. If you look back through the centuries, and if you read a lot of books like Lord of the Rings and whatever, a lot of the taverns and pubs of those sorts of eras will always sell some sort of food of some sort.
Yep. Yeah, that's true, they did.
You know, I mean, you look back through the centuries. You know,
so I don't know why that would say that then, that traditional pubs don't do food.
I don't know.
This is still on. Oh dear.
I'm not sure. I'm not so sure. I think that's true.
This is still on brew. Gosh, I should have drunk all that. Oh, that's a bit cold.
I mean, all you have to do really is read The Lord of the Rings, and in the first couple of chapters, you end up being hungry just by these sessions in the Green Dragon.
Green Dragon, yes. Anyway, if anybody has not read Lord of the Rings, he's given some stuff away there.
Not really.
It's a...
good book.
Well, yeah, it's okay.
It was heavy reading, but it's good.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to pause this so I can drink my tea. Because I'm not going to sit on audio boo drinking my tea.
Slap.
Oh, no. Pause recording. Horrible.
Button. 43 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
I paused it and now it's finished. So now I've got to... What did you think?
It was nice.
Want some more?
Would I?
Yeah.
Well, I would, but I'm not going to.
Oh, my God. You would? Wow.
Or I'd have it without the berry thing, I'd have it on its own, because it's...
nice. Maybe that's part of it, though.
Possibly.
You can ask without the berry cooler.
No, I won't do that now.
Not now! But if you have it again, may not be on the specials next time.
Well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a glutton for chocolate and biscuit bases and things like that, but yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
Right, I really am going to pause this and go and drink my tea. I only had a sip out of it.
Whose fault's that?
My own. For recording you on air.
Well, no one's on you from drinking as well.
No, I don't. I suppose not, but... Well, yours isn't working.
Oh, it's not charge wired.
Oh. Yeah, your cruisers aren't that fast. Mine's pretty quick.
Well, when you consider I bought this cruiser just before we went away on the boat trip in 2012, I hadn't done bad.
Mine haven't lasted. My old ones. But then I have dropped my cruisers.
Well, I did manage to blow one of mine up. So.
But I thought it works now.
No, that was a different one. Then. I plugged it in, turned it on, and I could hear the inside go click. And I'm like,
there.
And the whole house turned off, even the bloody lights.
Dear. Right, I am going to say ta-ta for now.
Until you find out what the cost is.
Oh, I can't pause it. Bagger.
As always, get your paws off the phone.
There's something stopping me.
Audio boom. Page 1 of 2. Audio boom. Double tap. Time remaining. 40 minutes. And pause recording. Button.
Was it 55:29?
Yes.
What year? That's not a year.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah.
In about 3,000 years.
Yeah. Shall I find a taxi?
Yes.
Pause 40 minutes. Pause recording. Button.
Okay. Okay, so ordered our taxi, even though the reception here is a very hit and miss, and we're just waiting. That was not a bad price. Darren had three courses and I had two. Darren had a bottle of wine plus one glass. I had two J2Os and a cup of tea, and that came to £55.29, in case you did not get that, because we always like to put the price on here. So that's not even £30 per person.
No.
Not. It's about 20...
Was it 55?
55, 29.
So it's £22.50, £55.
It's about 57.
£22.65
each. So that's not bad considering the amount of alcohol Darren had. Anyway, I will pause this.
Always good.
If there's any more to add, I'll add. If not, this boo will be uploaded. Speak soon.
Pause recording. Okay.
Okay, we're now home. Had a really nice taxi driver on the way home. His name's Paul from Albies. Very chatty. Has a lot to say for himself. At first, when we met him, he seemed a bit strange because he was quiet. Didn't know what to make of him, but he actually is very friendly and really cool to chat to. So I'm going to publish this boo. I hope you have enjoyed listening to our evening out at the Village Maid. We certainly enjoyed being there. We always enjoy being there, and everyone else that we take to the Village Maid always enjoys it. Staff are friendly and the food's absolutely amazing. Again, it's not gourmet, but it's not a gourmet restaurant, it's a pub. Anyway, Zara is happy. She's back chewing her chewy, and it's a chew that she's had for ages, and it doesn't seem to shrink. Anyway, I'm going to publish this boo, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
37 minutes. Pause recording. Button.